The Defense Department's personnel lead, Brad Carson, stepped down last week after hitting a roadblock in his Senate confirmation hearing. But Carson says his ideas won't be slowing down anytime soon. In his first appearance as a private citizen, Carson says his Force of the Future reforms were inevitable for DOD. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
The Force of the Future has been a force to reckon with over the past year. It's brought in a slew of personnel reforms in hopes of attracting young talent and retaining top talent. Those reforms include fellowships for private sector employees in the public realm, extending maternity leave for military mothers, allowing women in combat situations, and increasing daycare hours on bases. The mastermind behind the reforms was Brad Carson, a former congressman and firebrand within the department. As much as DOD tried to keep Carson in the Pentagon, his confirmation by the Senate just wasn't in the cards, and he officially left office as DOD's top personnel official last Friday. But despite the criticisms and snipes, Carson says his reforms are here to stay. Here's Carson at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
So you could see a world where you actually improve the quality of life for our service members, give them a better value proposition, and actually save us some money as well. Controversial issues, to be sure, but this is what the future has to hold, is we have to change the value proposition in some way to get the new generations to join up. And much of Force the Future is about that. And as I said, it's an ongoing process because, you know, to use, change the metaphors again, right? It's not about coming down from the mountaintop with new tablets of laws we all follow. Really, my goal with Force the Future was to throw like a bolt of electricity into the swirling vat of amino acids and seeing what life forms would emerge, you know, from the pool. And that's what's happening. You know, every day I see the Marines, the Army announcing new initiatives that are ones that are completely compatible with the vision Dr. Carter laid out. And that's what we need to do, is seize people of these questions that a new value proposition must be made. And they're doing that. So I'm confident about it.
In 1 year, Carson blazed through a huge personnel overhaul by changing internal policy. At times, they brought a lot of controversy along with them. The Force of the Future has been rolled out in two tranches. The first tranche focused on permeability between the private and public sectors. The second tranche weighed more heavily on family life. As far as the third tranche, well, Carson needed Congress for that. The third tranche took aim at a little-known decades-old law, the Defense Officer Personnel Management Act, or DOPMA. Here's Carson on the law.
I think it needs to be opened up in some career fields or branches, if not everywhere. I mean, up or out can be a part of a successful organization. You talk to major consultancies, for example, they have a strong up or out system, major law firms, very similarly. So up or out is not inherently bad, but you have to couple it, of course, with an intense understanding of your people. So the decisions you're making about these kind of up or out moments are exactly the right ones. And we don't do that, right? We don't know enough about our people. You have, right, 30 seconds a minute when your file is reviewed by promotion boards. And so we don't have that aspect to it. So in my mind, in many disciplines, up or out has to be made more flexible. I'll tell you what that means specifically. It is today, for example, and this is both in statute and in departmental regulation, you are looked at for major at 12 years plus or minus one. A lieutenant colonel, 16 years plus or minus one. Colonel, 22 years plus or minus one. And you need to get all of the key and developmental, the command positions, your PME, completed in that window. If you don't, you'll be passed over. And to be passed over, of course, is to put your career in peril, and to be passed over twice is to be forcibly removed.
Carson says it's not fair to officers. Some of them want to take time and get a PhD, or take care of a sick family member, or stay in an area until spouses finish their degrees. Carson says DOPMA is not made for 21st century workforces. Of course, to change a law, Congress needs to pass a new one, and by this time, Carson had drawn the ire of some Senate Republicans. Here's Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain during Carson's confirmation hearing in February.
Many of these Force of the Future proposals appear to be solutions in search of a problem. We are eager to learn what clearly identified problems you propose solving with your proposals. And of course, we want a full description of the background research, cost analysis, and analysis of the impact on military readiness that served as the foundation for the development of such proposals. I find it deeply disturbing that you are proposing to add expensive fringe benefits allegedly aimed at retention during a time when we're asking 3,000 excellent Army captains to leave the service who would have otherwise chosen to remain on active duty. From my perspective, this initiative has been an outrageous waste of official time and resources during a period of severe fiscal constraints. It illustrates the worst aspects of a bloated and inefficient defense organization.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah also took a shot at Carson, saying when he talks to service members, they're worried about training and equipment. They're not worried about DOD being a more progressive workforce. With the chairman of the Armed Services Committee against your legislative agenda, it's a little hard to get your bills passed. At this point, Carson still had not been confirmed to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness position, and according to the Vacancies Act, he had served the maximum amount of time as acting undersecretary. So, Carson stepped down with unfinished business. But that's not how he sees it. The mechanisms are still in place for Force of the Future to go forward, and Defense Secretary Ash Carter is still gung-ho, according to Carson. So, the changes are inevitable, he says.
The achievements that we have done, I think they are historic, are about what PNR is about. Not even so much what I have done or my close team. The organization is incredible, and I think the reputation that some people that it may have in certain people's minds is entirely unjust. I think the ideas are going to prevail. The entire building is thinking about what it takes to have a 21st century personnel system. The services are often moving out, as they should, on these issues on their own account. And I do think you're going to see, over the next few years, a breaking open of the DOPMA-ROPMA system, of greater integration between the active component and the reserve component, which is a major part of what we're trying to do, too. And you're going to see that. And you know whether my time there is remembered as that we implemented all of these things, or whether it is, say, what David Jones was for Goldwater Nichols reform was back in the mid-1980s, where he called for it, and 5 years later, right, he lived to see it done. That will be determined later. But I think the ideas stand.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.